The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
Cole Swindell on your radio. You having fun?
I am. Are you?
I am.
I mean, it's hard not to have fun with all these folks in one place, you know?
So
me and you, I mean, we like to have fun.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to go tell everybody on the radio how much fun we like
to have. Let's move on, yeah.
What a year. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. New
things happen for you each and every time you go through another week, and your songs are doing great. People are starting to really get to know you as a person and as an artist. And, wow, every time we play a song, people love it.
Well, hey, starting with my first one, Chilling It, I always talk about it. I'll never forget that visit. And then, you know, y'all have had my back since then. And without that support, I'm not walking around here doing interviews. So thank you for playing it. You've always supported me, man. So appreciate y'all.
You're changing, though, man. You're making people cry.
I know. You're
a beer drinking hillbilly.
That's what I know. That's definitely my favorite side. But you know, that's the thing about music and just artists. I mean, you know, people. I get to show different sides of me. Of course, a lot of my early songs were more fun and kind of lighthearted, and then I've had a couple the past few years that hit pretty deep. But those are the songs that are the reason I love country music. You know, I love to have fun with anybody. You got to have those up tempo fun songs. But man, you watch people like Kenny Chesney and people that I want to be like one day. I mean, they have those moments in their show where they stop everybody in their tracks, and it's cool to have a song that means so much to people, whether it be You Should Be Here, Break Up in the End, songs like that.
So it seemed like you're rolling along and you're being a young man, and then I think it was probably your dad that probably changed your outlook on life, right?
Yeah, I mean, you lose somebody suddenly like that, no matter who that is that you love, it makes you appreciate things. And you hear it from everybody. It's like, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. It sounds so cliche until you live it, and you realize, then you're telling other people that, saying, look, I used to be the person that didn't listen to that. And it has, but I think everything happens for a reason. And you know, to be able to share my life experiences through my music, I mean, that's what I feel like as an artist, that's what we're supposed to do. I mean, that's what people did when I was growing up listening to music. So I'm going to carry that on. And events in life do change you and make you who you are. And I'm going to come out better. And I never thought I'd say that, but hey, everything happens for a reason.
Well, you know, we share ourselves in music, and
yep.
And
it
any musical note really comes from someplace.
Absolutely. And that's why people love it.
Yeah,
they can relate to it, or
yeah,
they love it. And that's, I mean, just to make somebody feel like that, I know how, and that's my main reason to do this, is I know how music makes me feel,
right?
And to be able to have a shot at making somebody else feel like that, I'm down to take that every night. So
it's the 54th ACM Awards Sunday night at 8 on CBS3, and Cole Swindell is here. And I got to tell you, I've had fun watching your career and fun, you know, every time you come to town. And I think it's fantastic what you're doing and how you're sharing yourself. And I really appreciate that.
Well, hey, man, you've been good to me. I appreciate it. And I can't wait to get back to see y'all.
I think there's a show on the docket. I don't have it off the top of my head, but
it's coming. No,
we'll see
there.
You in the summer.
Well, you bring it on. We'll see y'all soon.
I was talking to you with my back to the camera. So rude. So rude. All right. Cole Swindell on Philly's Country Station, 92.5 XTU.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.